Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Comic-Con Stars. As usual, we got a great show lined up tonight. We've got great guests. We've got our panel here. This is Dr. John coming to you live from Pawleys Island, South Carolina, just south of the Sunset Little Beach. Got a lot of great things going on. First of all, I'll say that we've got coming up the one and only Cape Fear Comic-Con on August the 12th. That will be at the Coastline Conference Center in Wilmington, North Carolina, down there on Nutt Street, right next to the Cape Fear River. On Friday night, August the 11th, we will have a welcoming party at Lux Tavern in Castle Hayne, which is right down the road from there. We're going to have a lot of fun there. Papa Stro Maestro will be there, hopefully Dave Atwell, hopefully everybody in our list of characters. Greg Bo Watson will be there. The cast and crew of Vaughn, the sitcom, will be there, which includes none other than Vaughn Wilson, Ryan Williams. I think Anna Elizabeth will be there. Hopefully David Shifter will be there. And, of course, the director, Mike Roberts of Vaughn. So we're going to have quite a wonderful crowd of people at Lux Tavern. Want to thank them for hosting our event. If you have a chance, jump on the Cape Fear Comic-Con the Facebook page and click and say that you are going to our event. So that'll be great. Other events coming up in the not-too-distant future will be, of course, the Florence Comic-Con will be September the 11th in Florence, South Carolina. Comic-Con Stars will be there along with Carolina Caricatures, and I believe Papa Stroke Meister is going to be there. Then October 1st on Sunday, the first CryptoCon in Charlotte at the Hilton Garden Inn. We're going to be talking about UFOs, space aliens, ancient civilizations, the Mothman, you name it. And Papa Stro, by the way, is going to be doing a Q&A at all of our cons now. I want to let everyone know that on Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m., is that right, Papa Stro?
Absolutely, and I'm looking forward to answering questions from all the great fans there, Cape Fear,
heck,
and all the
yeah.
great cons coming up.
And I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be asking questions as well. He will be doing a Q&A the Saturday night before CryptoCon in Charlotte. That will be September 30th. The venue will be announced, but we'll have a great place to do that. And then, of course, the Jacksonville Comic-Con will be coming up in Jacksonville, North Carolina, at the Courtyard by Marriott, right there on Western Boulevard, starring Papa Stro Maestro and a host of other folks. Dave Atwell will be there, and a lot of great folks from the Jacksonville area. And Tiffany Beckler, who is our guest. Tiffany, I hadn't mentioned that one to you, but I hope you can make room for that in your schedule. But anyway, jumping back around, because that's what I seem to do. First of all, Papa Stro Maestro, how are you doing tonight?
Blessed to be here. Lot of great things going on this year. I'm getting ready to get back on set for another film in a couple weeks. Power walking as we speak, drinking some coffee in the power walk. Doing the thing this weekend, Saturday, for the Children's Miracle Network at Kinston Walmart. So it's always great to get back to community, give back to the kids and, you know, the Wounded Warriors and the many other charities that help out. So, it's great to put some smiles on people's faces and enjoy doing what you're doing.
It really is. And nobody does as good of a job at going out, greeting fans, greeting new friends, and making them happy. Nobody does a better job than you, Papa Stro.
Well, sure. I'm just trying to do my part, you know.
No, you do, and thank you very much. Dave Atwell, author, entertainer,
yes, sir.
At large. How are you doing tonight?
Dave.
Hey, what's happening? Long time no see, gentlemen.
I know.
If I
long.
May shamelessly
like yesterday.
Steal a few moments of air, first off, I just want to shamelessly, right? First thing, Second and Charles, Jacksonville, Western Boulevard. A million thanks and a million thanks again for your hospitality, inviting us over and treating us like family over there. In the event you're wondering what a Second in Charles is, Books A Million ran into some issues years ago on their ability to keep stores open, and they converted a lot of them over to these the Second and Charles theme. What Second and Charles is a Disney for geeks. If there's anything that you could totally geek out on, be it vinyl, DVDs, comics, books, collectibles, shirts, you name it, they've got it. And when you walk in that place, if you have any type of geek allegiance, you're going to walk out with something. Fantastic place. And we really appreciate Stroh was there today. And then I was there yesterday, of course, and we were, you know, pushing for the Cape Fear Con. And I'm telling you, those folks out there are fantastic. And I really appreciate the hospitality. And one other thing on a more personal level, you know, I always speak about that mile of glass that you have to crawl through to get to where you want to be. Well, it does appear that I have finally reached the other end of that mile of broken glass, and I could stand up and start walking again. So all three books in the Hunger series are now, for real, available on Amazon.com. So as soon as the show's over with, stop what you're doing. Get Dad out of the backyard. That hose can wait to get coiled up. Tell Junior get his hands out of the apple pie, and y'all get on the computer and go ahead and get that ordered up. All three are available and will stay available, God willing. Man, it's good to be back.
I thought you were going to say because you're about to ruin the image and the style that we're used to. But
you know, I look awesome. Funny.
Congratulations, brother.
Yo, I'm making money.
Well, Dave, we're glad you're back on Amazon, and you'll be rocketing up to number one in your category soon. We know that, and you're a great author,
only hope.
Great friend, and very entertaining most of the time. Oh, I had to say.
I'm not entertaining at all. I'm just a wise. But my dad used to always ask which ass you bring into the party, so you know which one I bring.
Oh, Dave, I can't wait to get
the wise one, right?
Oh, gosh.
The wise and
highly educated one. Okay, well,
like the potato chips, wise.
Uh-huh. Well, they're good with dip. We'll leave that comment there. They're good with dip. All right, Dave, great to have you here. Glad you crawled through the mile of broken glass, and success is imminent, Papa Stroh. Yeah, I know you had some great days here, and I now want to introduce the one and only, our friend, the world-famous body artist, brilliant. She was one of the stars of Skin Wars last year on television. We even had a premiere party for her down in Pawleys Island right when that came out for that episode. I want to introduce the one and only Tiffany Beckler. Tiffany, how you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Hey, welcome on.
You make me sound really good.
You're great. We're so
glad to
have you.
I need you to introduce me everywhere.
Just let me know. I'll get in the car.
Yeah, I need you to come to, like, whenever I go to the grocery store to go shopping for groceries, nobody really recognizes who I am. I need you to be like, this is the one and only from Skin Wars, Tiffany Beckler, the body painter. That whole thing that you did, I need that anywhere.
No, you're
on the intercom. Put it on the intercom, yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting gas at the gas station. I walk in to pay. I need you to walk in there before me and just have an introduction.
Yes.
Well, all joking aside, Tiffany, it is well deserved and earned because you've done some great things in your life. Now, we're going to have a number of people on Comic-Con Stars that listen to our podcast that don't really know who you are because they're not in your particular world. It's an interesting world. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the history of Tiffany and how Tiffany got involved in body art, and just a little bit about your career. I want people to find out the wonderful things that you've done. The floor is yours, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. So I have done art my entire life. And if you really, really want to go back to, like, before kindergarten, I was already putting makeup and doing my friend's hair and cutting Barbie's hair and just doing that as my plaything. I would dress up in, like, these little dresses and, like, walk around and do my makeup. And that was, like, my childhood growing up. And then whenever I was in second grade, my art teacher was like, hey, you're really good at art. You should do a Christmas card for the school district 3. So I did the Christmas card in second grade, and I did what other people had done in the past, and I was like, oh, I don't want to do that. So then I created, like, a little Christmas angel, and I ended up winning that in the school district whenever I was in second grade. And
awesome.
That kind of made me recognize that I really like doing art, and I was apparently good at it at such a young age. And so I kept competing every single year. And whenever I was in middle school, gel pens were getting to be, like, a really huge thing. And so I would go to my friends and I would draw things on their skin, and I would charge, like, 50 cents for it. And I wouldn't charge, like, a whole bunch. I just wanted Coke from the vending machine, you know? So then I had done that and done art, and every single year I was competing in art and doing, like, canvas painting and drawings and stuff like that, and a lot of times I would win something or at least go up to the next level. And whenever I was 16, it really got me started in doing, like, body art professionally. I worked at a theme park, and it was my very first job, and I remember going into it, and I had this really horrible blazer on. It was too big for me, and I had this skirt that didn't fit, and I thought that's what you wore to an interview, so that's what I did. And I guess the guy that interviewed me, like, it really resonated what he said, because it was for a face painting job at the theme park, and it was for doing henna and hair wraps and airbrush tattoos, one of those little stands at the theme park. And I knew I could do it because I was really good at art, but at that time I hadn't painted any faces or anything like that. And so he had said that working here, being my first job, it was really going to change my life, and I could really go very far with this. And that was my very first interview, and whenever he said that, it kind of resonated, like, man, maybe I should do this, you know? And so I worked there, and I lied to him, which I don't say lie for everybody, but I lied to him whenever I was 16 because I wanted to get paid more, and the face painters got paid more. So I told him,
right,
that I had painted faces before, even though I hadn't painted faces before. And so my first day on the job, they gave me, like, a little practice head, and they gave me something to paint, and so I looked at it, and I was like, yeah, I can do that. So then I painted it, and I gave it back, and they're like, that's pretty good. And so they told me to wash off the practice head, and they gave me another picture to do, and it was a little bit harder, and I did it. And they're like, oh, well, we can see that you can actually paint faces, and you weren't lying, which I was. I was still lying. But I still did it. And then I got paid more than everybody else on the first day, and I didn't need any training. And they were like, okay, well, you have the job. And I was like, yay.
Nice.
So it was my first job. And then within that summer of working at that theme park, I was one of the managers that worked there, and they told me to lie about my age and not tell anybody how old I was because they didn't want the older people to know that it was my first job and I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole summer I had told them that, you know, I was a lot older than what I was, and it kind of worked for me. So whenever I was 17, I told the people, or I decided that I wanted to not only do face painting like I had done in the past, but I wanted to do body painting too, because at the theme park they had a cultural day where they had, like, a Mexican, like, booth, and they had, like, a Chinese booth, they had an Indian booth, and they had a Brazilian booth. The Brazilian booth, there was this woman that was, like, apparently a famous soccer player woman in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard of her, but she had these posters, and on the posters, they were the women of the soccer team body painted, and one was painted as the Earth, one was painted as the Eiffel Tower, and
wow.
So I thought it was super duper cool, and I hung it on my room in my bedroom, and I looked at it every single day, and I was like, man, I really want to do that, I really want to do that, and I would just kind of study it, and at that time, I wasn't doing body painting, but the next year, the company that I worked for no longer worked in the theme park, and it was summertime, and I needed a job. And so I had went to my cousin's grandmother and asked her if I could have some money to purchase a body painting kit. And she asked me what I needed, and I showed her, like, everything that I wanted. And I think it was around, like, $400-something dollars. And so she gave me the money, and I was like, I promise I'm going to pay you back for this. And so I had done a job where I did face painting at this little tiny event, and then I had done another job. And then within those two jobs, because I was already seasoned and doing really fast face painting, I had made up that money, and I could pay her back within, like, the month because I had these jobs lined up already.
Wow.
And
golly.
Yeah, so then I called up this guy because I wanted to do the body painting, like, on the poster, and I said, and his name is Mark Reed. He's a super famous body painter. He paints a lot of, and I was like, what can I do to do body painting? And he's like, well, do you have paints? And I was like, yeah, I have paints. And he's like, well, do you have people to paint? And I was like, no. And he's like, well, go get some models. So I went to Craigslist, and I put out a thing that says, hey, I want to find two models and a photographer. I want to do a photo shoot with body painting. And I had these two models contact me and a photographer. And I, again, lied because that's what I knew what to do whenever I was young because I didn't think people would take me seriously. And I told them that I had painted bodies before and I had never painted a body before. And I painted them up. And they were my first two body paints that I painted. And I still have those pictures. And people still don't know that they were my first body paintings, but, you know, I keep looking at them and I'm like, wow, you know, I did pretty good for my first body paintings.
Right.
So, yeah, I just kept going from there and contacting other body artists in the area. And at that time when I first started, nobody really did body painting. Nobody, I mean, like, people did a lot more face painting, but they did, like, little cheek art face painting. They didn't do full face painting. And I had done, like, the full face painting, and I started doing, like, body painting because I started contacting clubs and other photographers and started learning, like, where my market was and what my niche was at that time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I remember being 17 working for Budweiser, and Budweiser was like, hey, well, why don't you come to the after party? And I had just painted up these curls for this Budweiser event. And I was like, no, nice. I don't think I can do that for you. I said, I'm strictly a professional. I'm just here to work. And it was funny because they were carding everyone else. And if I wasn't, like, you know, like the person that I am, I could have easily been 17 going to a Budweiser event drinking alcohol. But I was like, nah, I would never. Like, my mind was, I was like, they will never hire me again. And this is really good money if anybody finds out how old I am. And so I didn't want to ruin I don't want to ruin that cash flow. I was like, man, I'm making good money here for working for Budweiser. So, yeah, I started doing that, and I was working for photo shoots, and I was contacting people. And so then I started getting to know, like, the bigger body painters in the area, and I started working with them and doing stuff. And that's kind of how I got known for doing for Skin Wars. And people are always like, well, Tiffany, you know, did you go to California? And then they find out about you in California. Did you live in California a while? I was like, no, before Skin Wars, like, I wasn't even, like, a part of California. Like, that wasn't even a part of my world, really.
You were in Rock Hill.
Well, I grew up in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Yeah.
I'm a total Carolina girl. And I was traveling, well, I had lived in Durham, North Carolina, but I grew up in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And that's whenever I was doing body painting, was I was doing a lot of Charlotte events and a lot of different clubs in the area. And but whenever Skin Wars found out about me, I was living in, like, Raleigh area, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay.
So I had, like, if you know Angela Renee Roberts from the first season, she
mm-hmm.
had never been around body painting or experienced it. And I actually gave her her first body painting, and I told her whenever I did it, I was like, you will love this so much. You're going to want to keep doing this. And then she was on the first season of Skin Wars. So that's a little
oh,
fact
cool.
that a lot of other people don't know is you know, I'm not going to say that she wouldn't have been on Skin Wars without me, but
mm-hmm.
I think that I tried making the experience enjoyable enough that she wanted to experience even more, which is why she got
right.
into body painting.
Yep. You dropped the match. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've done that for a few people where they're like, Tiffany, like, you were my first experience, and like, and she'll credit me too whenever I go to different events. Like, I went to one, and she's like, this girl right here, she inspired me the first time I got body painted. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet.
That's awesome.
But,
Tiffany, I know firsthand a friend of mine, Kamala, the Ugandan giant, has needed you for years. He never
what?
Could get the moon and star. He's never could get the moon and stars right on his chest and belly.
Oh, my God. He's a
nice
wrestler,
guy.
Right?
He just could never get figure that out. I mean, you heard of Kamala, the Ugandan giant. But he
he
actually sings blues down in Mississippi. He's a really good singer.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Besides
Does
the wrestling,
perform?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Cool.
He's got
so he wrestled
he's having his own album and CD and everything.
What? That's
yeah,
awesome.
You would never know
and
to look at him because he looks like
the
big
the
savage.
Belly
you know?
Yeah, he totally needs to see me because with wrestling,
totally.
You sweat a lot, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I came up with my own body paint. It's actually mm-hmm. has a GoFundMe right now. I'm trying to raise $10,000, and
cool.
the body paint is for people that perform, wrestlers,
mm-hmm.
singers, underwater performers. It's a cake makeup. Nobody else has it in the entire world. It's pretty revolutionary,
wow.
but it's great for people
wow.
that wrestle because
mm-hmm.
It's not going to be rubbing off like the other makeups out there, and you can. It's
right.
easily portable. It's not a liquid makeup. It's like a cake makeup.
Nice, nice. That's
yeah.
really cool.
So he needs to come
you know,
see me and get some
that.
Makeup.
Yeah, I'll
yeah, that
let
would
him know.
Be, for wrestling. But, you know, that brings
yeah.
up a good point there, Stro. I used to, it, like the Road Warriors and, like you said, Kamala, a couple of the Ultimate Warrior. You got to wonder as if somebody back there in makeup who painstakingly painted their face about 3 minutes into the match, see it peeling off and go, man, come on.
Well,
got
actually,
to
they all do it themselves. Like Sting and Road,
yeah, most people
Road Warriors and Ultimate Warrior, they all did it, their makeup themselves. You know, in the
no
mirror
kid.
And everything. So, yeah. Yeah, they're
yeah.
pretty good artists. You know, in their own right.
And he sings.
Right. And Kamala
pretty
sings, too.
To
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. He's a very talented guy.
Well, I want to jump in here. I've got a good story. It's an unusual story about how I met Tiffany, and she ended up at the first Cape Fear Comic Con.
Yeah.
Are you folks
kind of
ready
strange.
For this one? It was kind of strange. So the condo.
Where
I was
were you at,
in,
Tiffany?
No,
it wasn't
this,
me.
Dave, you listen. It's going to be great. So I get a phone call. They were trying to sell the condo that I live in because I had been renting it. And so this lady called up from the nameless, faceless real estate agency. And I said, well, we're going to have to do it tomorrow because I've got to finish cleaning. I mean, I want this place to look good because the guy that I'm renting from, he's been really nice to me. I want to make sure that the place looks really good. And then I looked, I said, oh, my God. By the way, I just realized something. When the last people were here, they saw these sequined blue and white masks. I said, it looks like devil worshipers or some S&M or something. And the lady said, what? I said, well, actually, I run a Comic-Con, and these are masks for the folks that are going to be playing masked wrestlers. She said, you run a Comic-Con? I said, yes, ma'am. My daughter knows all about that. My daughter is the famous body artist Tiffany Beckler. I said,
Did
really?
She say that?
Yes, she did. And I didn't know yes. who Tiffany Beckler was. So what I did is I threw it on speaker. And so there I am fumbling around trying to find Tiffany Beckler. And sure enough, Tiffany's pretty famous. She's done a lot of things. So I'm talking to your mom. We must have talked 30 minutes. And so, and your mom absolutely sold me on having you at the first Cape Fear Comic Con, which you were. So we talked. We had a great time. Finished up. I got your number. And I called you and left you a message, and you called me back. And I don't know. It was just so funny how it all happened. But I was admitting that I have these weird masks here, and I hope nobody thinks I'm such a weirdo when they come in and see them. But so anyway, that's how we met. And then I met you. I think we met at Starbucks. We talked, and you came to Cape Fear, and it was a lot of fun. And we're so glad to have you back as part of the team. And you'll be with us in 16 days at Cape Fear Comic Con in Wilmington. So we're gonna
and I think that was
yeah, that's right.
Yes, you were sitting beside me.
That's right, we're neighbors.
Was it?
No,
yeah.
No,
was
actually,
that
was at
one?
The Florence. That was at the
Florence
cosplay.
One. Yeah,
oh,
that's right, we were
okay.
neighbors then. Yeah.
Was Papa Stro there at the first Comic Con?
No, I hadn't gone to the Tidewater Comic Con yet and met him. And then
you knew me actually, like longer before you knew him? What?
Yeah.
What?
And in fact,
that's crazy.
What?
It was like
I have like seniority over you.
Yeah, I believe you do.
She's got seniority.
What?
She's got
what?
That's great. I mean, what more can we say? You've been upstage, but no, it's great how I met Tiffany, and we're so glad you're coming back. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I will go ahead and announce, because I just got a text message. Papa Stro and I will be on the Big Talker 106.7 FM Friday morning, August the 11th at 8 a.m. with Joe. He just sent me a confirm back, so Papa Stro will be on the radio again.
Fantastic.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a lot
great.
Of fun. We'll be out there promoting Cape Fear Comic Con and everything. Yeah, that's kind of how we met, and it's really good to hear. Now, Tiffany, you were on the second season of Skin Wars. Can you tell us? Just tell us a little bit about that.
The
I know
third season.
The third season. Tell us a little bit about that and what all happened, because that's a neat story.
Oh my goodness, where do I even start? Like, where do you want me to start with that? So I'll let you in on some things that other people probably don't know. Before I even got on Skin Wars,
spoilers.
It's not really a spoiler. Like, you would not find this out about the show at all.
Right.
I wasn't supposed to tell anybody. Like, I was under contract not to say anything to anybody. Nobody was supposed to know. And I, being the crazy person that I am, decided to do the North American Body Painting Championship before I flew out to California, and it was the day before. And I had I was in Atlanta, Georgia, and I had done a competition there, and I had won like fourth place in the United States, which was pretty awesome. And I didn't even get to really celebrate afterwards, because like right after the competition, I was hopping on an airplane to go to California to fly for Skin Wars, and then I did Skin Wars, and that's something that you wouldn't even know, but I just, you know, it's like looking at that year, it was just fly by night, you know. It's just crazy.
That's
usually how it is in this business. When it's going good, it's going wide open. When it's going bad, it's at a dead standstill. So, yeah, it can be a blur when things are going right.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Ask me how I know.
So how do you know?
Yeah, the sad story.
Now, Tiffany, what are some of – you have some festivals you like to go to, some of them that are really your favorites. I know that we all have our favorites. So didn't you tell me that you really enjoy going? There's something in Key West that you like to do, right?
Yeah, I love to go. I like to go down in Key West because it's kind of like my vacation, but it's my money making time. There's something down there at the end of October. It's called Fantasy, and it's where everybody basically gets naked and gets body painted. And
right.
I make tons of money that weekend. It goes on for like a week or so, but I make my real money in like 2 or 3 days. And then after that, I'll stay in Florida and just travel around Florida and spend money in Florida.
Nothing
vacation.
Wrong with that.
Yeah. It's my vacation. That's what
nice.
I call it.
Nice.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
and I'll
an
tell
awesome
you what
event.
I just had an idea. I was talking with Papa Stro about us going to Dragon Con in Atlanta next year.
Oh, my God.
Well, what we need to do.
Dragon Con. I already made plans for it.
Oh, you're going to be there?
Yes. I made plans. Okay, so I had made plans a few months ago to go to Dragon Con with, well, my friend lives in Atlanta, and so I wanted to go see my friend that I haven't seen in a while. And I wanted to go paint them up and then walk around crazy with, like, all my body paint and all my cosplay gear and have lots of fun because Dragon Con is a blast. And I haven't been in a few years, and I was like, man, I haven't been in so long. I need to make it, like, a thing to go this year. So I made it a thing to go. It was, like, my goal for this year was to go. I'm so excited to do that because I'm super excited. I love going to those things.
Well, we
like,
talking,
I love going to.
We were talking.
Yeah.
We were talking about 2018, not 2017. So next year, hopefully Comic-Con Stars will be there. We'll have a booth. Papa Stro will be with us. Dave will be there. Carolina Caricatures will be there. And hopefully, if it works out, maybe you can be with us and we can just all have a blast.
Yeah.
We can be the most fun booth at Dragon Con.
I'll totally go.
Yes.
So much fun. We could be, like, rooting and then, like, go to all the after night parties and dance on. I don't know. I might be too crazy for you guys. I don't know if you could keep up.
Oh, no, dear.
I'll be your I'll be you guys' DD, designated driver. I'm kind of used to that sort of thing.
I never drive when I'm down there. I always walk around.
Well, I guess that's why I'm here.
Yeah. I put my makeup on.
Designated driver.
They have so much stuff going on. You can get lost.
I love Atlanta.
Hey,
yep.
That's the best part
of
any of those cons,
beautiful,
though, is the after-party stuff. I mean,
yeah,
that's where everybody just kind of drops their guard because, folks, a lot of times, and all of you guys can attest to this, folks don't understand when you're taking off your regular job to go to a show and you're like, hey, I need this weekend off, and everybody says, oh, you got the weekend off? Nah, you really don't have the weekend off because when you have a table at these shows, man, you've got to be on all the time. And you would never think that shaking hands would be exhausting, but if you're not, you know, you've got to be on. So when you're out there at that table, you're pushing your goods and all that kind of stuff. When the thing's over with, the after party is when you really start seeing the who's and the what's, and those are the best things because a lot of times somebody who you thought was, you know, like, ah, man, that guy, you know, yeah, he never talked to me. And before you know it, you're, you know, knocking beers back and hanging out with a guy all night long just because he's a regular dude and you would never know otherwise for doing those shows. But, yeah, that's the best. That's kind of the reward. You know how when you used to go to the dentist, they used to let you pick the little prize out if you held still long enough? That's how the cons are. You know, you bust your tail, you go in there and you push your wares and everything, and then afterwards, everybody gets together and have a beer. Too bad we can't do
that.
Man,
I don't even
push
my wares. I just do it because it's fun.
Yeah,
I do body painting, so it's like I give people, like, part of their experience is, like, having something they haven't had before, and so it's like doing that and giving them that moment to be, like, they always wanted to be a zombie. I get to make them a zombie, and then, like,
hook it up.
Then they get to go to the party and have a beer with some dude they don't know.
Well, you know, it depends on what they say to you. You know, when you ask to be a zombie, they might think they might be wanting a drink, a zombie. You know?
That's cool.
True.
One time
Make
I
me
had
a zombie.
Prom queen zombie.
On the rocks? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Shaking that stone.
Yeah, right.
Tiffany, we're going to have you at the Cape Fear Comic Con. We're going to have you next to Bill Stein. He is one of the leading makeup artists in Wilmington. He specializes in zombies. And we're going
90.
To have at 5 p.m. A zombie apocalypse walk led by none other than Papa Stro Maestro and Greg Cruz from season 4.
I promise
I
won't be drinking any zombies.
Walking Dead, yeah.
What? But
we'll be out
you
walking.
You have that scary doll that you have. That's enough.
Oh, Dorothy. Dorothy,
yeah. Dorothy makes people creeped out.
Oh, she's going to love that.
A grown man. With like some zombie face and like his doll Dorothy, and then you want to run away from that.
Oh yeah, she's like a cosplayer's worst nightmare.
Yeah, who wants to be around?
It's a grown man's worst
nightmare.
Grown man
that has dolls.
You know.
Oh yeah, she loves scaring Harlequins, Flashes, Batmans, Jokers. Yeah.
And legendary wrestlers too. Don't forget about that, Stro.
Oh yeah. I got a couple opponents coming up that they're terrified of her, so I can't
wait.
We
need some name dropping.
Names dropping?
Yeah.
ECW's Shane Douglas, he's terrified of her. I'm getting ready to wrestle Manny Fernandez coming up, the Raging Bull, he's terrified of her.
No way. Manny's still wrestling?
Oh, Melina, former WWF women's champ, she's like definitely she was petrified of her at Raleigh Supercon. Oh my God, she was crying in tears. I had to give her that hanky, you know, just to make peace with her.
Some people look at Dorothy and they say, "Oh my God, they really."
And Rick Flair, he saw Dorothy and he hit behind Fifi there, Wendy.
Uh-oh.
And like what in the world was that look? You know.
You'd think Ric Flair had seen everything, but maybe not.
Oh, she's adorable. She's just very misunderstood, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate her taking the day off today when I come by to see you, though. That was the first thing I did. I looked around the corner and I said, oh, nope, she ain't here. I can walk around. Hey, what's going on, man?
Lee Majors. I saw Lee Majors that same weekend, and he was asking about my shirts. And first thing he asked me, he said, Dorothy isn't on your T-shirts that you sell, is she? No, Dorothy. No, Dorothy's not on the shirt. You're okay.
You know, Lee Majors really turned out to be one personable guy. I tell you what, it was really good meeting him, man. He was
pretty
good
awesome.
People, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was
just
great shaking hands with this guy because showing my age, you know, I used to sit around and watch $6 Million Man all the time. And, you know, I think I had said it to you that if I could somehow jump in the time machine and go back to my 7-year-old self and say, man, if you just stay cool, you'll be shaking hands with that guy come another 40 years from now. Of course, 40 years. I mean, Jesus. But still, he was a great guy. You know, I didn't.
Really cool.
And Tony Todd, too, was another one, the Candyman. To ever think that the Candyman was a good guy. Lord, what a great dude. But, man, you see him on that movie, you're like, check, please. Get out of here.
Oh, it was so cool. I had a Klingon on one side of me and the Toxic Avenger on the other side of me that weekend. I was in good hands. It was pretty awesome.
Oh, Lord. That was wild.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this Cape Fear Con. We're really going to have a good show down there. And, you know, today – at Second and Charles, there was a lot of excitement getting stirred up. I mean, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of people walking around in there, but everybody who come by the table went, oh, you guys are throwing. And they had, you know, at the minute we showed them the posters, they were pretty much sold. So looking forward to an exciting show down there. Ought to have a real good time.
Oh, yeah.
We will. And we're going to have a great time at the Jacksonville Comic-Con on November the 4th. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, without a doubt.
I think we're going to have a heck of a crowd. And I think
that's home turf for me and Stroh, so, you know.
Yeah, I think what will happen is we'll find it's going to be one of the best experiences we've had, and I hope Tiffany can clear her schedule and get out there for that one.
So
we'll.
Thank you.
Well played.
All right. Well, then we're gonna put you on the top list right after Papa Stroh and Dave Atwell. We're gonna put you next, so you're on the top row
nice.
Now. Stars. Thank you. Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. So Tiffany, what have you got coming up that you're gonna be doing in terms of some shows or other than ours?
As far as body paint
plan?
And stuff goes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, right now I'm trying to gain money for my Kickstarter for my new makeup line.
Awesome.
I also have a competition coming up, and I'm actually not going to headline the competition like I've usually done in the past. This year I decided that because I'm trying to do my makeup thing, I'm going to be an assistant to my good friend, Ren Allen. And she has, like, a really good call for a theme that's going with her body painting, and I liked it. And I told her, I was like, that idea is way better. Because, like, we confine in each other, and you know, it's like normally we're competing against each other, but I liked her idea so much for the body paint competition whenever we were talking and discussing ideas. I was like, you know what? I don't even want to compete this year against you. I want to work with you, so... This year I'm going to be assisting her. And she was like, Tiffany, I can't believe you're assisting me. She's like, you're a way better painter than me. I was like, yeah, but that's such a great idea. You know, I can't tell you what it is because it's for competition and we're supposed to be hush-hush, but it's certainly a piece from the heart. And so I would rather be an assistant for her and really show the body painting in the best light, because it's a humane piece, you know. It's something for all the people, and it's something that she's been working on for a little bit, and so I wanted to work with her in a different role than what I normally do. And I think that is going to be on October the 1st, and that's going to be in Greensboro, North Carolina, for the North American Body Painting Championships.
Awesome.
And last year, we competed in the North American Body Painting Championships together, me and Ren Allen, and we got first place in UV, which was awesome.
Wow.
And I got fifth place in the United States.
Right on.
Or in North America. Not the United States. In North America, I got fifth place. And that's competing against people not even from, like, everybody that got first, second, third, and fourth. They were all from
mm-hmm.
other countries. So we had one person from Brazil, one person from Korea, one person from Italy, and I can't remember where the other person was from, but all of the other competitors were from around the world that got first, second, third, and fourth. And for me to come fifth place and be a local artist in the North American Body Painting Championships when people are flying from all over the world to compete there, it's really a good honor, and you know, I take that with the most humbleness that I can give. But I'm excited for this year to, you know, not be there as a contestant as much as assisting my good friend Ren Allen in trying to make her body painting the best that it can be. So I'm excited about that.
That's really cool. That's you know, that's what it's all about. I mean, you know, we all work hard, we all promote ourselves, but when we can help others, it gives you a good feeling. It really does.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for people to get to know what her vision is, because it's really a sweet thing. And so, yeah, I'm gonna assist her, and I'm excited. There's nothing more happy that makes me. And I told her, I said, you know, this is great because, like, we're not competing against each other, random dance breaks in between a body painting. And she's like, oh, yeah, we do take random dance breaks. Like, me and her were like, you know, last year we were competing against each other, and there just came a time where it's like, you focus so hard when you're body painting, and you're like, gosh, this is a competition, I have to do my best. But then you have to, like, liven up a little bit because you're like, oh, God, like, my brain hurts. I'm focusing too hard. And so I looked at her, and at the same time, she's like, random dance break. And I was like, yeah. We just started randomly dancing together, like, in the middle of competition. And people were looking at us like, this is a competition, and you're dancing right now in between of the body painting. And, Yeah, we do that. So I was like, how we can random dance break together, like, as a team.
that'll be a new part of the Cape Fear Con. I'm putting my one motion in right now to mandatory dance breaks, at least until the law shows up.
Oh, my God, that would be so awesome. Okay, yes,
Dave Atwell, you just got...
Kind of like you did with the Zohan. You know, Zohan, they had dance breaks. You know, disco, boom, boom.
Yes, we need, like, our own music, and, like, you randomly put it on for, like, 10 minutes, and we randomly dance for 10 minutes and then sit down, and everybody looks at us like, what are they doing? And we
just keep that to ourselves
throughout the time for the whole day.
You could be like Mariah Carey in that scene where John Snyder is like the Middle Eastern guy, says, Mariah Carey, I love you. And she looked back and says, I love you too, little horny man, buy my CD.
Dave, I need to tell you something. It's very funny that you bring up a dance break, because I have just arranged tonight, when I was down in Myrtle Beach, there is a fantastic street break dancer named Showtime, and he will be at the Cape Fear Comic Con, and he will be dancing on one hand. He's going to be all over the place, Tiffany. I want to introduce you to him. I want you to see if you can put something on him. And so when he's spinning around, it will be crazy. So, Dave, you asked the right question.
Oh, my gosh, I know exactly. I can paint, like, a target on his back, and so we're going to get little Nerf guns and try to hit it as he's dancing.
Yes.
That would be so much fun.
Oh, yeah, and he's great. Awesome. He really is.
Yes. It needs to happen. A little target?
Yeah. Yes. Yep. Has to happen.
We're going to do it. I'll tell him next time I talk to him that he will be the subject of the most entertainment he's ever been. Everybody's going to be gunning for him, no pun intended, right?
Yes. We need to get some Nerf guns.
That's right.
Happen,
we'll
huh?
do that.
Nerf guns.
Now,
yes.
We need to go to Toys R Us. This needs to be on the shopping list.
That's right. We will make sure that happens. We'll talk about that in 2 weeks when we have the pre-Cape Fear Comic Con show. Now, we've got someone, a new friend, someone that Papa Stroh met at Second and Charles. Siobhan, are you still on with us?
Hi, yes, I'm still on.
Goodbye.
Hey, what's up? What's happening?
That's right. That's right. We want you to join in. You got one of the greatest body painters in the world, and if you can think of a question to ask her, you know, please go ahead, because Tiffany is very gracious about answering questions and telling things that she can to help people. We know you're a cosplayer, and you told me. Now, what's your favorite What are your favorite cosplays, Siobhan?
Yes, I am a model and a cosplayer. I'm a big, huge book nerd, so I really love cosplaying, stuff according with that, but I also love my TV shows and my movies, and one of my favorite cosplays is actually Harley Quinn. I do like to do her.
Which one? There's too many. Is it the new one, or is it like
there
the old school cartoon, or like the comic book?
Well, I actually took, like, the comic book version and the movie version and did, like, my own kind of version.
Nice.
So,
okay.
So I kind of do my own thing. So.
Nice.
And I also did Nissa Al Ghul from The Arrow. I just finished my cosplay on that, and I showed it off at the SuperCon, so that was pretty cool. I really
so
like
what did that.
I plan on
like?
Doing so many more. Nissa's is very too, like, kind of exactly like how she looks in the show. I didn't really tweak hers very much.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah. But I have, like, a huge list of different ones I want to do.
Like all good cosplayers, you have your list, right?
Oh, I do. I have a huge list. And Pinterest. Pinterest is my friend. I'm constantly
Pinterest,
awesome.
Yes.
Yes.
We do
I'm
love Pinterest.
Getting new ideas.
And you guys also won the contest last night. So go ahead and toot the horn. Go ahead. Talk about it. What's up?
Yes, we did. Me and my two boys. we went up to that today and did the contest, and we won that. We got some free movies.
Congratulations.
That was awesome.
About that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that,
I have
that,
two
that
boys, and they were totally excited.
Well, that's
and
great.
Her boys were having the time of their life in there, man. They were all decked out. They were having a blast.
Is like candy. I love them. Like everything there. Perfect for us nerds.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
Do you
well,
have any pictures online?
I do. I have a Facebook page. It's
oh, awesome.
Under Siobhan Lorenz Model. And that's really long. But you can look up Way, S-W-A-Y, and that's what my page name is.
Awesome. I'm totally going to look at it. I want to see what you did last night.
Thanks.
All right.
I'm going to be your stalker.
Yeah.
Cool cosplays. It's so
I
much fun.
Just stalk you.
Hey, we don't call it stalking.
Thank
we
you.
Call it networking.
And that's right, Dave.
I've got to look her up.
Oh, my goodness.
So now I've got
to
be face-to-face.
It's been great having everyone on here. I want to go around the room, the philosophical room, and let everyone say what they're looking forward to doing in the next week or two, excluding Cape Fear Comic Con, or anything they've got going on that they want to plug. So since I got this one from Papa Stro Maestro, let's let you start out, then we'll go to Dave, then we'll go to Tiffany, and then we'll go to Siobhan, and then I'll close up. So Papa Stro, what you got to plug?
Well, I mentioned at the top of the program that I'm going to be at Walmart in Kinston this Saturday raising money for the Children's Miracle Network from 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. to 3 p.m. Of course, next week I'm going to be on set for a Christian-based film that hopefully will be out by the end of the year. I'll keep you guys definitely informed on that. And then August 6th, I'm going to be in Kingwood, West Virginia for IWWA Pro Wrestling, and in which it's a show to help benefit the Scholastic program for the schools, for the kids. And I'll be wrestling NWA legend, the Raging Bull, Manny Fernandez. So, definitely looking forward to that. So, but also be on lookout soon for the Rack Pack family film coming in theater soon with C. Thomas Howell, myself, Randy Jones. Fun film for the whole family. It's called the Rack Pack, R-A-C-K Pack. You can check out the trailer on YouTube. Just type in Rack Pack trailer and check it out. And it should be hitting theaters towards the end of this year. So.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. You're staying busy
awesome.
And you're doing great things. And we're glad to have you as part of our Comic-Con Stars family. And keep up the great work, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Dave Atwell, what you got going on?
Yes, sir. For all the 2016 was not going through this whole nightmare with the publishing switch and everything. 2017, the back half of it's just going to be a total whirlwind. We've got, of course, Rotting Frontier, Revelations, and Ripper getting back out there on the market. Means I could go ahead and turn loose with this fourth book, which still, it's been written for 2 years, but when you're going through this transition of publishing and everything, you're not about to hand over any more of your work to anybody. So it's exciting to get back into that, get the title working, got Mitch Malloy working on the cover art for it. So having that back in motion feels like $1 million. But outside of that, we got, of course, one more time, Cape Fear Con, August 12th. Then we move over to Crystal Coast Con and Mac Daddy's September 23rd. And then over to CryptCon on October 1st, which I'm looking forward to. And then back, Hometown Turf, Jacksonville, November 4th. And to be honest with you, that's the one, folks, if you're out there listening, that's the one I think's really going to boom because Jacksonville has so little going on. I think that one's really going to light it up. Whole cast characters out there. It's going to be a little bit for everybody. So, yeah, these next, man, I tell you what, it feels good to be excited again. And I guess if you've ever been in kind of a lull with your creativity, or better yet, not a lull with your creativity, but more kind of like a cage with your creativity where you still have it, but you can't use it, to be able to get back out and roam free again and get back into the writing and get back into the excitement of saying, hey, the books are for sale and my next book's coming out. I tell you what, the next 5-6 months are just going to be totally looking forward to it. An old man can't handle this type of excitement. Hopefully my chest will handle it. But other than that, looking forward to seeing everybody. And, hey, 16 more days, baby.
16 days. You got it.
Right?
I'm not counting, of course. Y'all have your livers primed up, all right?
Okay. We will. Tiffany, what else you got going on other than Cape Fear?
Okay, so like I said, I'm going to go to Dragon Con. I am actually getting ready to get some more samples out for my body paint that I have. So this weekend I'm actually going to produce some and send them out to some people so that they can test out those body paints. And I know that they will love them. And I want to work with other special effects makeup artists. I talked to one. You know him, Sean. I had talked to him and brought him my body paint, and he tried it out, and he loved it because it worked on silicone, it worked on latex, it worked on foam appliances that you would put on someone's body. And so basically right now I'm really focusing on the Kickstarter, and then I have a lot of gigs coming up and a lot of different jobs that I'm doing. But because they're independent jobs, I don't really talk about them because they're independent people hiring me for different things that they have. So it's not really a public event. So I don't really have any public events going up other than the Cape Fear and also Dragon Con. But I'm definitely working to promote my body paint and getting flyers out and going to hand them out to everybody that I know. And I want to have some samples for Cape Fear so that people can try it out there too. So that's what I'm doing.
Nice. Cool.
Awesome.
All righty. You keep working. We know you're going to be successful. You're a wonderful person, and we're always glad to have you. We'll always be glad to have you here at Comic-Con Stars and our associated family of Comic-Cons. Siobhan, what have you got
always
going on in the next? So, Siobhan, what you got going on?
Well, first off, Tiffany, I just want to say that I would love to meet you. I'm definitely going to try to go to the Cape Fear, and I would love to meet you, and I would definitely love a sample.
Yes! I made
I would
it
love
for the cosplayers. Cosplayers and LARPers and everybody. Like, if you want to go swimming with some body paint on, girl, I got you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yes.
You want to cosplay
awesome.
Some Little Mermaid? Got you.
Yes. Yes, perfect.
Oh, awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, I don't really have all that much going on either. I do plan on going to the Cape Fear, and Jacksonville is just, you know, right here for me. So definitely plan on going to that one. I am for sure going to the Durham Comic-Con. I already have that planned and booked. Other than that, I try to go to every con that I can, really. I don't have any shoots lined up at the moment. I'm currently recovering. I had an injury back in April, so it's kind of kept me out of the modeling scene for a little bit here. Hoping to get back
Girl,
in it soon.
Me too.
I'm working on recovering. yes.
We
wish you luck on
that.
Hopefully
that.
I can get back in.
We feel you.
Yep.
I know how
I'm old for this.
And as we wind down, I have to say thanks to everybody for being here tonight with us. Papa Stro Maestro, Dave Atwell, Tiffany Beckler, Siobhan, and this is Dr. John saying we'll see you next week for another edition of Comic-Con.
You guys take care.
Bye, everybody.
Hey, good night, gang. Good show tonight. Well done.
Thank you.
Many more.